We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Love a throwback Thursday with Lil Falco, Austria's most famous pop artist.
Did you make that up?
No. In fact, remember we did volleyball once and there was Austrian guys and I dropped my knowledge on Falco.
Right.
Yeah, he's Austrian. He's dead. He died in a car accident.
God rest his soul. Yes.
Doug Plagans is sitting across from us. He is the radio play-by-play announcer for the Florida Panthers on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. You will hear tonight's game on this very radio station, 560 WQAM. Looking all good in your suit. You're ready to go, Plagans.
Ready to roll as always.
I want to talk to you about food, but let me do a couple cursory Panthers questions.
Okay.
Here before we get
I am well versed in food.
Yes,
and the Panthers.
And it's why I needed an ally, because I'm always having these conversations with Crowder, who, when I tell you what his opinion is, your head's going to explode. Because I know Plagans and I are kindred spirits when it comes
I've
to
heard
this.
Him with Dono.
Yes, we're kindred spirits. Well, let me just ask you some questions. Where does the Sasha Barkov of goal the other night, the between the legs one, where does that rank in goals you've seen scored in professional hockey?
Number one.
Or even playground hockey.
Number one. I mean, well, that's the thing that's crazy about that one. You guys have seen it. That, I mean, within minutes of that goal being scored, there were GIFs and videos, and it made the rounds, you know, around the world. And, I mean, just to put in perspective, I mean, I've called over 800 pro hockey games, and I've never seen a goal better than that that was scored. And the thing that's amazing is with him, it just looks so second nature. I mean, and the other thing that adds to it, and we talked about this immediately, you're talking game speed with a defender draped over him against arguably the top goaltender of this era in Carey Price. You factor all those together, and it wound up being the eventual game-winning goal. I mean, that was you throw all that together. It would be hard to pull that off in a shootout with nobody around you, with kind of, you know, all
right, like
all
you don't even see that in a shootout. It's
right.
A great point.
It would be nearly impossible to turn on NHL 19 on your preferred video game console and pull that off. But Alexander Barkov can do it and make it look second nature. And it just his overall game is just so well-rounded. I mean, you're talking about a guy who takes maybe even in more pride in the defensive side of the game than he does in the offensive side of the game, yet he's able to pull off stuff like that. I mean, people should just everybody needs to realize when you come down to the BB&T Center and watch this Panthers team play, you take a look at number 16. He's not just a special hockey player. He's not just one of the best players in the NHL. This is just a flat-out special athlete.
And what is that? Is that testicular fortitude? Is that just he's a different type player? Like, for a player, you played hockey. Like, you say you've covered 800 games. You called 800 games. Like, for a guy to think, I can do this in a game, what's inside of him that's not in those other guys?
Well, number one, he is just, I mean, in terms of offensive creativity, he's just got to, you know, he just sees the game, I think, maybe differently than a lot of guys do. And that's, I mean, he's all world. And you know, it's little things like that that set him apart. Just the fact that, you know, a lot of guys going in there in that situation, you got a defender right on you. You might just be thinking about, I just want to get the best shot away that I can. And, you know, a lot of guys aren't going to think I'm going to pull this back between my legs and go top shelf. It just doesn't always work that way. And, for him to do that was unbelievable. And then last game against Buffalo,
another
unbelievable one, he received a pass that was a little bit behind him and just so fluidly pulled it right back between his legs, got himself into a position to score and was able to tuck it underneath the goalie. And we, you know, it's almost like that one probably would have been talked about as much as the one before it had it not come right after the one that happened a couple days earlier. But I mean, 7 points in the last two games, and he's just been flat out dominant here. And he's one of the best players in the National Hockey League. Going back to media day, Vincent Trocheck, one of his teammates, said he's in a tier with Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, Alexander Barkov. He said that, I mean, that's the kind of respect he gets from his peers. But he's just been, like I said, he's just been dominant here recently.
And does the boogeyman, does Coach Bugner, do they have a one-on-one conversation?
I
like to do it.
You're doing that?
I like to do the nicknames.
All right,
Let me finish the
boogeyman soft flare.
Does he have a conversation with Barkov? Like, hey, man, it's cute. put the puck in the net. Like, this cute stuff you're doing is going to backfire.
To be honest with you, I don't think when you look at that, I don't think there was any element of trying to be cute. I think that was, you know, Alexander Barkov knew that his best chance to get the best scoring opportunity was through doing that, and it just so happened to be something that not a lot of other guys are capable of doing. And I think in that situation, it was just, like I said, his creative hockey mind just kind of took him down, to where that was his course of action, and it wound up paying off. And he's one of those guys out there. You just, again, you just marvel every night. You just watch Alexander Barkov, and it's just incredible. We're watching one of the, again, not just one of the top hockey players, but one of the top athletes in the world.
Doug Plagans is the radio play-by-play voice for the Panthers. You'll hear tonight's game. Doug will be on the call right here on 560 WQAM. When Crowder refers to Coach Bugner as the boogeyman, and does it casually like that, does it seem a little weird? Like, he's not friends with Boogeyman. He doesn't play hockey for Coach Bugner.
I don't think so. You know, when Bob Bugner played, he played a very physical brand of defense, and kind of took on that nickname. I believe it was when he was playing in Buffalo back in the 90s. And
I think it's a cheap radio trick, is what I'm trying to say.
If somebody didn't play with Michael Jordan, they called him Michael Jeffrey, or they call him MJ.
Everybody calls him MJ. Nobody around here calls Coach Bugner Boogeyman, except maybe Moeller, Plagans,
and me,
and you for some inexplicable reason. So we had Vinny Trocheck on the air with us, and Vinny,
I think I heard the interview.
Yeah, yeah. And so he's referring to,
I listened to the
Boogeyman.
Show.
Yeah, well, appreciate that. He's referring to Coach Bugner as Boogeyman over and over. It got annoying, and then I started talking to him about it. We forgot Vinny Trocheck was on the air. This is what happened.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the boogeyman, Coach Bugner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Would you call
Vinny
him boogeyman?
Vinny just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. Boogeyman. Boogeyman.
I like that you cited Wikipedia.
Just play the beginning of it again, because Vinny Trocheck tries to get a word in, but I'm too busy yelling at you.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the boogeyman, Coach Bugner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Why would you call him boogeyman?
Vinny just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows.
Totally forgot Vinny Trocheck was on the line. All right, now I don't want to run out of time with Doug Plagans here, but I know you love food the way
very much.
I do. It's not that we love, you know, eating so many calories and stuffing ourselves. We like the idea of eating at a place in a city that you could only eat in that city. Crowder thinks that's insanity. Now,
Ridiculous.
He thinks it's ridiculous because I say, like, if I'm going to Chicago where I grew up, I'm going to go to Gino's and get deep dish pizza.
I'm going to go to Al's and get an Italian beef
sandwich.
There you
go. You're going to get an Italian beef.
Yep.
If I go to New York, I'm going to get original Ray's pizza on the corner. If I go to Philadelphia, I'm going to get a cheesesteak at Jim's. Like, there are places around the country. He doesn't, like, he's, if I'm somewhere, if there's a Burger King next door, that's where I'll eat. Doesn't matter where he is, and he thinks I'm crazy.
Luno, Pluno's, Jimmy's, Jack's. You believe you can't get a cheesesteak in Florida that tastes the same as Philly? It's beef.
No, but it's
beef now. This is 2019.
You can
mail anything from anywhere overnight. Any dough, any cheese, any meat, anything you can mail overnight.
I appreciate convenience too. You know, if there's something nearby, sometimes you go to the restaurant that's nearby. But there is something special about when you go to Philadelphia and you get it's part of the experience.
Yes.
And the mystique of the whole thing.
So
for example, when we go to St. Louis, and because St. Louis is in the Western Conference, we only go there once during the regular season. There is a calzone place in St. Louis called Sauce on the Side. I stumbled across it when my buddy and I were doing our annual baseball road trip back in 2015. It was 2015, 4th of July. We're in downtown St. Louis. There wasn't a lot open. We were, you know, so close to just like ordering a pizza from a pizza place that we saw. We stumbled into this place called Sauce on the Side, calzone place. And since then, it's been part of my itinerary every time I go back to St. Louis.
Right.
It's just unbelievable.
Right. We're supposed to go in March to Dallas for a fight. Now, I've never been to Dallas before, but I've never tried Whataburger.
Okay.
I can't wait to get there solely to try Whataburger.
I've had Whataburger. I give In-N-Out Burger the nod. But I will
really?
Also say, see, if I had one meal left on Earth, it would be In-N-Out Burger.
Now, In-N-Out Burger, you saw the controversy. Los Angeles Times ranked their fries as the worst French fries out of any fast food chain in the country. This has been an outrage.
Well, I strongly disagree.
They're a little undercooked, don't you think, the In-N-Out fries?
I don't think so, and you can't ask for varying levels of how you'd like them cooked. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they'll do that for you.
So the cows that make the In-N-Out beef, what do they eat? Not can't be grass and hay and things like the regular cows. They must eat what?
Nah, but there's
hot
an
tamales?
Experience of going
drink,
out to
eat hot
In-N-Out Burger. You can't get one here and to go there and get the fries animal style
are they,
and
what
stuff.
Are they,
it's
but
part
they're
of the
potatoes?
Experience.
Are the fries potatoes?
All
or
right.
Are they, they're Space Mountain.
So cute. When you go to Vegas, is there a particular place?
I'll probably go to In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger, they do have it in Vegas.
They got it in Vegas. They got it in Phoenix. They got it in Salt Lake now. They got them in, like, Reno, Tahoe.
New York?
New York. I try to get there's a bagel place I like to go to. There's a pizza place I like to go to if I'm able to get there. And I love Junior's.
Junior's. And then it opened in Boca. I was so excited because we loved Junior's.
I went to
in
that
New
one
York.
A number of times.
It was
times.
Never the same, but I liked it there in Boca. It closed since. But we used to go, when we were in New York, I could eat three meals at Junior's. I loved that place.
Well, we actually had an off day in New York, and it was a beautiful day earlier in the season. And I just walked out of the hotel, and I took kind of a personal dining tour.
Yes.
I went to the bagel place I like to go to. I looked at the clock, and I thought, okay, there's a pizza place up by the Chrysler Building that I really like to go to. Again, my buddy and I discovered it on our baseball road trip in 2014.
Love this.
And I hadn't been there in a long time, so I thought, okay, by the time I get there, it'll be lunch. So I kept walking, and I ate my lunch there.
Oh.
And then I looked, and I thought, okay, I've never walked through. I ended up walking like 17 miles that day.
Did you get banana pudding at Magnolia?
I finished my day at Junior's. I even went to the Seinfeld coffee shop.
Oh, great
on
move.
My walk.
Oh, that means something.
Get a big salad.
I just had a muffin. I just had to purchase something. I had to walk in.
Oh, Doug killed my narrative, though, because I think people that think this diluted way that y'all speaking of got to be out of shape and nasty.
Right, and obviously.
You're built like a damn UFC
right.
fight.
So it's the enjoyment of eating at places that you can't get. And even if they start opening them around, there's still something, because Giordano's, they're opening them all over the place.
You got them
there's
in Orlando
something
now,
about so. Being a Giordano's
there's a
in
Portillo's
Chicago.
In
Portillo's.
Tampa. Yeah.
Portillo's
well,
another stop.
There's something about it.
There's something
and then
about it.
And Doug used the word, this is special. Like, those are
yes.
words that mean nothing.
Yes.
They honestly mean nothing. Special and something to it. It's nothing. It's meat, bread, sauce.
What about all the, there are a lot of different places where barbecue is a specialty, and it kind of varies from region to region.
Sure, of course. Talk about
Kansas City barbecue, different from like Carolina barbecue, different from Texas barbecue.
Wood type for the flavor of the smoke, seasoning, and sauce. And I can mail those all to myself overnight.
All right, well, you sound
overnight
like
overnight, I can mail them.
Nerd. I mean, Plagans and I want to have some manly talk here.
Y'all are talking about.
You're talking about.
Sauceless.
Wood.
Sauceless Capone.
Wood. Flavoring. I don't know what's happening. Thank you. I from the bottom of my heart, Doug. Thank you.
Anytime you want to talk about regional food items, I'm happy to stop.
I just want to do a few segments with you every day without Crowder being in the room. That's actually what I want. See if you could set that up, Valero. Can you set that up?
No.
Okay. There you go. Doug Plagans. Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight. It is Panthers and Hurricanes right here, BB&T Center. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. You will hear the game on 560 WQAM. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you
What
very
about
much.
Here at the BB&T Center? Is there a particular food item that you like?
Oh, they just Chickies opened up Pete's. Some new. They just opened up a few new
they did.
Offerings
they did.
Here.
They did.
Some different concession stands. There's Taco About It. They have a lot of different tacos. It's awesome. They've got Chick It Out. It's a chicken. A lot of different chicken options, and they've got a brunch option here now. Smells like brunch. You can get candied bacon on a stick.
What about the Chickies and Pete's, though? The crab fries.
The crab fries are awesome,
They're
too.
They're awesome,
so
right?
So there's a lot of different offerings, some new stuff. That like those, the three places I just mentioned just opened up in the last few weeks here. So so if you come out
but
here
But those crab
tonight,
fries, you like that's a Philadelphia thing, Chickies and Pete's.
Which, yep, and those are awesome, too.
Yes, I agree.
They have crab on them?
Sorry, you want to ask there, a ballet or something question? Because men are talking here about food. You have a ballet question?
Is there crab on the crab fries?
No, there's like old Bay seasoning.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. No crab on the crab fries. I'm
Doug Flagans on the call tonight here on 560 WQAM. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
All right, back from the BB&T Center after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.